All right, guys, good morning and God bless you. I'm just going to send you off with about 15 minutes of worship motivation.
But she had a path of prayer life. Her situation was saved completely by her prayer of worship. She suffered many things from adversary. Can I just say her adversary was the other half of Ichaniah? In other words, Ichaniah had two wives. I know we can't have two wives, fellas, but therefore there is something that can be an adversary that's in the way between you and your wife. Sometimes it can be money. Sometimes it can be other folk on the job. It can be anything that can hinder you from getting to what God wants you to do with your wife. Well, as the time the thing goes on here, Ichaniah tried to prove his love, but instead of proving his love to Hannah, he got himself another wife. Well, I know we can't do that, man. We can't get another wife. But sometimes you can trade them. Oh, okay. We ain't going to go there. She became confused physically, but she got strong spiritually. She had it rough because she decided to go to communicate out of her situation. In all things, her voice was not heard when she went to worship. Oh, what a life that she begat victory and testimony. There's power in silent worship. I don't think nobody hear me here. There is power in silent worship. We as Christians can receive from our Heavenly Father, not by complaining, not by doubting, not by lusting, not by killing, not by cheating, not by warring, but we can ask Him and He'll create something for us. Let's be real. There must be an asking before you can receive. This can happen by worshiping silently. There is power in silent worship. Watch this. It reveals to us that the rightful manner of someone approaching a king or a high officer in his community or nation. It's called a deep reverence or respect, humility or love, and excellent conduct of our behavior. Just like when we can look at Elijah in 1 Kings 19:11-12. It says, then he was told, go stand on the mountain in attention before God. God will pass by. A hurricane wind ripped through the mountain and shattered the rocks before God. But God wasn't to be found in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake came, but God wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, fire came, and God wasn't in the fire. But after the fire, a gentle, quiet whisper came. In other words, can I just talk to you women on today, that even when you are in your worst moment, keep on putting your ear to the throne, because God's going to tell you some stuff to do. He's just going to whisper to you. It's just a gentle breeze of what He's trying to tell you to do. But we got to keep on listening to what the Lord has to say. We got to ignore the noise. We got to put our ear away from stuff that's going to bring us down. But you got to continue to listen to the Lord. The Lord that sits high and He looks low and He's watching everything that you do. You got to keep on listening with your ear. Well, the Holy Spirit needs an atmosphere of silence, an atmosphere of discipline, an atmosphere of stillness and quiet. If you know the story, God is absent in the wind, in the earthquake, the fire, but He comes with a still small voice. But sometimes when you worship secretly and silently at times, you are sure of a total concentration, which may bring God's divine visitor. Oh my God. When you begin to be quiet in a situation that comes in your life, but when you put yourself in a quiet place when there's nobody around you, you got to continue to listen to the Spirit of the Lord. When you're in a quiet place, place. He will show up. In other words, there will be a visitation from the Lord that will come to you. He will give you direction in which way to go. He will give you instructions on what to do and how to do and who to get out of your life. But we got to listen to the Spirit of the living God. Well, ladies, I